Straight Talk about vision loss with Mark Riccofono.
Welcome back to Straight Talk about vision loss from the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. Today we have a very special presentation, really on the cutting edge of reading technologies and at the beginning of a new technology. Here at the Jernigan Institute, though, over the last couple of weeks, we've been very busy talking about accessibility. We had a Web Accessibility Day with folks from the Department of Information Technology here in Maryland and others from across the state talking about web accessibility and how it can be done right. As part of that presentation, a day-long seminar, we acknowledged some of our non-visual web certification folks who have recently become certified, in particular the folks at Newegg, who have become the first of the top 10 retailers, online retailers, to meet our web certification standards. We've also acknowledged GE for many years. They have been really at the top in terms of web accessibility and have been part of our program for a number of years. We also acknowledged Apple for their work in putting accessibility into the iPhone. The iPhone is one of the hottest products out on the market, and a lot of people said that you could never take a fully touch technology and make it accessible to blind people. Apple has shown that if you put imagination and innovation into a product, you can in fact come up with solutions, and they have. And so we acknowledge them for that, and we're very excited to have a fully accessible touch-only product on the market. We've talked frequently about reading and reading technologies, and of course access to books and e-books is a very hot topic for blind people these days. We're on the verge of having more access to print and more access to printed books than ever before in history. And what we're here to talk about today is a new product just hitting the market. You're going to see it here first on Straight Talk About Vision Loss, a product from Intel, certainly a big player, a well-known brand in the technology field. And we're really excited that Intel is putting their muscle behind reading technologies to empower blind people and other people with print disabilities. And we have really the brainchild behind the technology that's going to be known as the Intel Reader. So let's go check it out. I'm here with Ben Foss, head researcher for independent living in the Intel Health Group. Ben, welcome.
Glad to be here, Mark. Thank you for having me.
And this really is the launch publicly of work that the National Federation of the Blind and Intel have been discussing for a number of years. And so we're very excited to have you here to talk about the Intel Reader. And why don't you tell us what that is?
Absolutely. So the Intel Reader is a new product from the Health Group at Intel. It's designed to make print accessible to people who have difficulty with printed material. Mm-hmm. So it's a handheld device. I can just hold it up here and show it to the camera. I'll take it out of sleep mode, which it has gone into. We were just on a break. You can see it's a handheld device. It's got the Intel name right there in the back of it. It comes with a handy-dandy holder like that. It's got inside an Intel Atom processor. One that makes it powerful, gives it good battery life, we are hoping that the design work we've put into it will make it very useful to both people who are blind and other people who have difficulty with printed material.
That's great, and we're going to see a demo in a little bit and talk more about it, but let's really go back to the beginning of the Intel Reader, because we have you here and you helped think up this technology. Both from an innovator's perspective and from your own perspective.
Sure. Well, you mentioned my own perspective. I'm a user. I am dyslexic, which is one of the populations that we thought about when designing it. Mm-hmm. Dyslexia is the most common specific learning disability, and for me, it's sort of like having a bad cell phone connection to the page when I read. Words will drop out, that kind of thing.
Right.
The impact was that I was in special education all through elementary school, and then when I went to college, I used old forms of accessible technology. For me, it was four-track tapes from RFB&D and sending papers home to mom and having her read them to me over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
In the modern era, we can improve it. Mom was great, but it'd be nice to have some independence as well.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
We thought about all of those populations. The health group at Intel has spent many years looking at the healthcare system overall.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to make healthcare safer, to make it more reliable, to make it more secure, and to really put the patient back in charge. We want people to become the sort of champions of their own cause and have access to the information when they want it, be able to communicate well with their doctors. And we've designed a whole host of products that meet that needs. This is one of them that we're bringing to market.
Awesome. And really, this technology is meant to empower people, not replace other skills and abilities that they have, but really be flexible enough that they can apply it in the places where they have that need.
Absolutely. Independence is our central goal. Now, mm-hmm. we know that people with disabilities are powerful to begin with. They wouldn't be out there in the world doing great things if they weren't. We know that the National Federation is one of the leading entities in making that possible and for fighting for people's rights. We also know that there are barriers still,
yeah.
and we want those barriers to come down. Today, you know, oftentimes people will say that necessity is the mother of invention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if necessity is the mother, I like to say frustration is the father.
Right.
Because I was frustrated that I couldn't get my books. I'm sure you get frustrated mm-hmm. that you can't get access to some things easily. And this is designed to be on-the-go access for greater independence and success.
And one of the characteristics of this device is the design.
Yes.
And that the end users have been involved every step of the way, not just the National Federation of the Blind, but others.
Yep.
And maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So in the demo, we'll have a chance to go through the device in a little more detail. But I'll show you one or two things that I think are very interesting. The first is that the whole device was designed to sit easily in your hands, be easy to navigate. The buttons are easy to find. They're bright white on black for someone who's low vision. And also, you can do things like change the font size.
Medium text size, large text size.
So you can have, if someone had low vision and wanted to get access, they could use that. Or they can use the speech that you're hearing that reads the various menu items and the text that's on it.
Right.
I'll show you one design element, which I like to point out as part of the research that we did. You did mention that a lot of users have been involved. Over 400 people have been involved
wow.
in doing this design work in,
yeah.
and showing us, giving us feedback on how we're doing. Because we started out and we always needed to do a little better, so we've been improving it all along the way. One element I'll show you, a demonstration is pretty straightforward. When we first designed the device, we had the camera lens on the back of it. Think of it like a digital camera or an analog camera
mm-hmm.
that someone you would use to take a picture of something on the wall or what have you. And then we went in and watched people play around with that version of it. And they had to take a picture of something on the table in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that meant they had to get an awkward angle for their wrists, and they had to
right.
lean forward, and
right.
it was really awkward, and they couldn't either see the screen or get to the buttons easily. And one of our industrial designers said, how about we just put the camera on the bottom edge? That meant nice, easy, put your elbows on the table, good for a blind person because you can locate material, put it between your elbows and you
mm-hmm.
can find it, take a picture shooting downwards.
Right.
So that's one example of how this device was designed from the ground up to be for this user population.
And my understanding is the height that the camera is when you use that elbows on the table technique, that the height of the camera is about right to capture
sure.
Most of the stuff that you need. So.
Absolutely. I mean, it depends on the size of it. If you're
right.
doing a big newspaper, you'd have to be a little further back.
Right.
But for a paperback book, for a memo, that's about perfect.
Excellent. So simplicity as well, which is always wonderful. Let's talk real quickly before we get to the demo about the broader aspects. This is not really just a point-and-shoot system. It's a pretty powerful mobile device in its own right.
Yes, it has an Atom processor, which is one of the Intel processors for mobile devices. That means good battery life. You get at least 6 hours of battery life out of this device. It means that it has it runs coolly and quietly. It also it plays well with its neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you can attach it to a PC or a Mac and pull content onto it or off of it very easily. We also thought through formats. So the native format on the device is DAISY. Mm-hmm. That's the accessible standard for people with disabilities. In addition to that, we also have thought about it for moving regular text back and forth. So you can have a plain text document that goes onto it or off of it. And then you can also generate your own MP3s, make your own music, if you will, mm-hmm. except in this case, it's a book. Right. So you could take a photograph of a book, and then you can have it with you, and you can carry that on your MP3 player and listen to it. If you didn't want to reveal to someone that you were doing that, no problem. Put it on the MP3 player, and you've got it with you. Also good for convenience and organizing and all those kinds of things. So we tried to think through connecting and also the ease of use and convenience.
That's great. I'm sure the folks watching are ready to see this. Let's go check it out.
Let's fire it up.
All right.
Thank you very much for joining us for this demonstration at the National Federation of the Blind of the Intel Reader. What I'd like to do today is walk you through just a very brief overview of the technology, and you can learn more about it at reader.intel.com. So why don't we start with the device itself? It's a handheld computer, fits easily in your hands, so you can carry it around with you on the go. The device is designed to be quick to learn, so there's a keypad on the right side of the device that is up and down.
Recent items, library.
Or right and left, and then the center button to select. Up here is the big button that you use in order to take a photograph of printed material and have it read out loud to you. We also have some other buttons down here that will do things like change font size, good for someone who's low vision.
Medium text size, large text size.
That makes it easy to see and hear at the same time. Now, I think the first thing I'd like to do is just show you how it works when you take a photograph of something and then have it read to you. I have here a book from the National Federation of the Federation of the Blind called Summit, and on the cover is a picture of Dr. Maurer and President George Bush. It is about a meeting that he had with the president. I can go ahead and read it. So if you were not someone who used print easily, you could take the device. To read this, you would place the device into shoot mode, which is by pushing this large button. When you hold it over the material, you can see that it frames it in there. You can get closer, you can get further. And that provides a sighted person with access to it. Now, how does a blind person get access to this information?
Press shoot to capture an image.
First, the device gives you information, which was press shoot to capture an image. I'll do so the way in which a blind person would, which is to take the book, place it on the table in front of them, hold it down, and then hold the device out over it. Now, you can either hold it with two hands, like this, in order to shoot that material, or you can hold it with one hand, depending on what you're shooting. So I'll go ahead and shoot a photograph.
Focusing.
And it'll take about 2 seconds. There we go, we took that picture. Now, a key point about this device is you can do multi-page reading. So I can just turn the page, go to the next piece of content, hold it over there, wait for it to focus.
Focusing.
And shoot. Now, sometimes it'll give you a cue that it's taking a little longer to focus because you move the device, and you'll hear that beep, beep, beep sound. Now, the other thing that I'll note is that we designed the device to be easy to use. If you're a blind person, you might have set that book down upside down. So I just took that content and I turned it upside down, so it's now facing me the wrong way. So I'll put it back down. If you'd open it up this way, no problem. Just go ahead and shoot.
Focusing.
Again, you've taken that picture. Now, we should be able to play that content, so I'll just go back up to the library here.
Home menu, library.
I'll go into the library.
Library menu, texts.
You have many different things here. You can get text or audio.
Texts, the type size used in the.
So it has taken the title as the type size used in the. So it's taken that text. So that is the first sentence of the first paragraph on this book. The type size used in this book is 14 point. So what they've said at the top of this document,
top of document.
It says Y, large type, and then it says the title of the book, Summit, and then it talks about the reading. So let's read that.
Y, large type. Summit, the type size used in this book is 14 point for two important reasons. One, Because typesetting of 14-point or larger complies with federal standards for the printing of materials for visually impaired readers, and we want to show you what type size is helpful for people with limited sight.
Let me pause that. Now, you've also see that I have increased the font size on the screen so that it is now the word sight is actually about 4 inches across, much larger than 14-point, actually. But that gives you flexibility in terms of how you get it. You can do other things to change this as well. For example, I could change the voice speed on this device.
Voice speed menu, 110 words per minute.
It's currently at 110 words per minute, about the same rate as natural speech. I am a power user of this device, and I like to listen to it a lot faster. Oftentimes, people who are blind or accustomed to using speech technology like to. So let's speed it up.
150 words per minute. 200 words per minute.
Why don't we use 200 words per minute as our sample? So I'll select that.
200 words per minute, selected.
And note that we're getting cues all the way. So it says 200 words per minute, selected. And then on the screen, there's also a visual that shows us that. And then we go back and play it.
The type size used in the site. The second reason is that many of our friends and supporters have asked us to print our paperback books in 14-point type so they too can easily read them. Many people with limited sight do not use Braille. We hope that by printing this book in a larger type than customary, many more people will be able to benefit from it. By Mark Moore, I have been fast.
So that's faster. Now it just finished the first page and has jumped to the second page and is talking about Mark Maurer, and it's going to read about his meeting at the White House. Another thing that can be done if you are a person who is sighted.
Next page, 5.
And you wanted to inspect something on the page, you can toggle over and have the image on the page while you're reading it. So there's actually a photograph on the page of what was taken. And in this book, there's a photograph of a gentleman with Dr. Mark Maurer. And we can zoom in on that. We can get in very close to it and see it up close and navigate around to see the photograph. All of this makes it easy and on the go. Now, let me show you one other major feature for this device, which is the portable capture station. This is a peripheral device, which is sold separately from the Intel Reader, but you get it with a discount if you buy them together. So let me pull it out and show it to you. The portable capture station is a briefcase-sized device. It's designed to be portable, which is to say that it is one that is useful for people on the go, but not necessarily something you'd open up on a bus. You might move it to your office. You might take it home with you on the weekend. It's designed to be easy to open, so these big blue latches on the side, I just take it like that, pop them down, it opens up. I take this big arm like this, I press the blue button with, these buttons are all labeled with Braille. They have a full Braille cell on them. And then I rotate the arm into place so that you can have the reader in it. The reader then slides into this case, very easy to hold. And these buttons, these wires and cables engage. I'm engaging wires and cables on the lower right of the device, which allows you to have remote control of it. So now I can press a button on the capture station, and I've got the camera working again. So for example, if I want to go over into shoot mode, let me change the voice speed back so we can all follow it.
110 words per minute. Selected. Shoot mode.
And it has gone into shoot mode. Let me tell you a little bit about the portable capture station. The tray on the portable capture station is about the size of a college textbook. That's by design, because we wanted to be able to make sure that anyone could use any size material in here.
With shoot to capture an image.
It's telling me that it's ready to go. I'll turn it down for the moment while we're talking. There is a rocker button on the right side that does volume, and you can turn it up and down very easily. The tray is designed to do a number of things. So if I had a book and I wasn't sure whether I was able to see it in the tray, I can place it down in that tray, and it is cornered effectively by this content. It's best to place your content in the center. That's the best place for the camera to see it, and you can just lay it down. Now, this book has a nasty habit of popping up. When you lay a book down, sometimes the pages pop up. Well, we did think about that, and there's an arm. The arm can be raised, and that arm is raised up with a piece of clear plastic holding the book down in the center. Now, what that allows you to do is hold it as a nice, flat, even surfaces. Two notes for good usage. One, the arm is designed to come down and hold the book, so you have to hold it up while you're putting the book or while you're turning a page. It will not just lock for you. You need to hold it there. We did that in part because we wanted it to fall and place its weight on the book in question. The other issue that I would emphasize is that you should think about your lighting environment. If you're doing this at home, if you know that you have bright lights set up immediately over the portable capture station, that can create a problem because it'll create a lot of glare. The system doesn't generate glare, but you will get better results if you move it away from direct overhead lighting. So in this mode, you can go into shoot mode. I'll turn the device back up so that you can hear it. And I've placed the book in there, and now it's just as easy as pressing this button.
Focusing.
And there we go. One or two more things I'll show you before we sign off. The device ships with its own handy-dandy carrying case. This is a portable carrying case, which is designed to make it easy to go on the go with the reader. You just pop it out of that content. I now have Dr. Maurer's book on this.
Press shoot to capture another image. Press play to hear home menu. Library.
I'll go back to the menu. It doesn't talk as much when it's in the home menu. So I go back to the home menu. I can zip it into this case, and I can carry it with me on my shoulder. Easy to carry around with you, easy to get access to, because the front cover pops open and you can navigate the device very easily that way. So easy on the go. Final note, everyone ships with its own pair of headphones so that you can listen to whatever you're doing in private. The voice quality on the headphones is quite high. You get very rich sound, and you also get the ability to do things privately. So with that, I think I'll wrap up the demo and we'll go back in and talk to Mark.
Well, Ben, that was great. I'm sure folks watching are really pumped up about this product now.
I'm glad you liked it.
And we're really excited that we can be one of the first to highlight the Intel Reader. And I'm sure folks are now wondering, where do they get more information?
Sure. You can go to our website, which is reader.intel.com. Mm-hmm. And there you can find information. There are resellers across the country who will be happy to provide you with service and support. And that's a great place to learn more about it, get the facts on the device, and also find out where you could buy one.
And some of those resellers are going to be familiar to folks that deal with blindness technology. So.
They are. We've picked some of the best resellers in the world, and particularly we focused on folks who were familiar with this population. So you get good end user support, you have the Intel brand backing it, but you also have people who know how to meet the needs of this population.
Excellent. You know, we should not leave before we talk about the broader Intel National Federation of the Blind partnership. And we've been dialoguing specifically around this product, but there are many, many other things that we can and might do together. And we're really kind of at the center of a revolution in technology and book reading technology and really other technologies.
Sure.
And I think most importantly, finding common areas of innovation between people with learning disabilities, blind people. We're all trying to get access to information, and in this case, Intel is innovating, and through our Jernigan Institute, the National Federation of the Blind is innovating, and together we'll continue to do things. Maybe you can talk a little bit from the Intel perspective mm-hmm. about why that's important to Intel.
Absolutely. We take very seriously the challenge of making the world more accessible. We're always thinking about the future. Our motto these days is sponsors of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we think that the National Federation of the Blind is one of the centers of innovation around technology and around accessibility. I like to think of when a king died in England, they would say, "The king is dead, long live the king," because there's a new king. And in the case of the book is dead, long live the book.
Right.
So we want to have all formats and accessibility, more people reading, more people getting access to it. In terms of the Intel NFB partnership, we value it very highly. It's part of the reason that we've sponsored the conference over the last few years, and part of the reason that we look forward to working with you on getting the word out about this and the word out about Braille and other important things to blind folks.
Well, Ben, this has been great. I'm sure folks are going to want to get their hands on this device, and I can't wait to hear what things this device innovates and what things our partnership innovates in the coming years.
Well, great. Well, thank you, and thank you very much for the Braille pin. I will wear
Absolutely.
It proudly.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to working with the NFB and to making this successful for individuals.
Awesome. Thanks for being here. That is Straight Talk about technology and the brand new Intel Reader.
www.nfb.org, 410-659-9314.